Good morning, church.
会众们早安。
Today is the daylight saving start.
今天是夏令时的第一天。
Which means our clocks are turned 1 hour forward.
我们会将我们的时间往前拨一个小时。
As we go forward, may the blessings and peace of God be with you and your family members as we all gather to worship God in spirit and in truth.
当我们一起用心灵和诚实来敬拜主的时候，愿上帝的祝福和平安与您以及您的家人同在。
This morning my sermon is the basis of Christian joy.
今天早上我讲到的题目是基督徒喜乐的基底。
It's taken from Philippians chapter 1 verse 1 to 6.
是从腓立比书一章一到六节中截取的。
I ask Christina to read the Mandarin and yeah.
腓立比书一章一到六节，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位基督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父，并从耶稣基督归于你们。我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Father God, joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory.Lord of love.
天父上帝，欢喜欢喜，我们崇拜你，荣耀的上帝，你是爱的主宰。
Lord of all being, whose glory floods our souls, we bring you our thirsty souls as they may be restored through fellowship with you and your saints.
全人类的主宰，你的荣耀冲刷着我们的灵魂，我们将我们干渴的灵魂摆上。愿在与主和众圣徒的敬拜中被重建。
Come Holy Spirit, come, fall afresh upon us, I pray.
圣灵，请你来，我祈求圣灵，你从头来浇灌我们。
Have your way, Lord Jesus. Speak your words into our hearts.
主耶稣，用你的方式对我们的内心说话。
Draw us close to you, O Lord, and grant us the joy of your salvation as ours be.Lives of Christian joy wherever we go.
让我们与你来相亲，赐给我们救恩的喜乐，让我们不论走到哪都能活出基督徒的喜乐。
In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
The theme of Philippians' letter is living the Christian life.
腓立比书书信的主题就是活出基督徒的生命。
One of the Bible commentaries mentioned Philippians' letter might be called a thank you note to saints in Philippines, in Philippi for their generous gifts.
其中一个圣经的注释里有说到，腓立比的书信也可以被称作为腓立比圣徒们慷慨馈赠的一个道谢的文字。
If Christianity does not make a man happy, it does not make him anything at all.
假如基督信仰不能让一个人开欢喜喜乐，那么这个信仰对这个人是毫无意义的。
So Philippians have been called the epistle of joy.
所以腓立比书被称作为喜乐的书信。
It must have brought great joy to the Philippians' hearts as they read.How the Apostle Paul often thanked God for them.
住在腓立比的人们心中一定充满了莫大的喜乐，因为他们常常读到使徒们为了他们而感谢神。
Every time Paul thought of them, he thanked God for them.
每一次使徒保罗想到他们的时候，就为着他们感谢神。
Apostle Paul emphasized the need for believers to rejoice in Christ.
使徒保罗强调说，基督徒们需要在基督里欢喜快乐。
Joy, chara is used 4 times in Philippians chapter 1 verse 4 and verse 25.
喜乐这个词在书这个腓立比书信中出现了一共四次。
Rejoice occurs 8 times in this letter.
欢喜快乐在这个信中出现了一共八次。
During my young days, I love to sing these choruses taken from Philippians chapter 4 verse 4.
在我年轻的时候唱过一首诗歌，这首诗歌的歌词是从腓立比书四章四节中截取的。
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
歌词里面说的是你们要常常靠主喜乐，我在说你们要靠主常常喜乐。
In his letter have the word joy and rejoice.
在他的书信中有喜乐和欢喜快乐这两个词出现。
They occur as a billion thread that waves its way through a lovely piece of cloth.
这两个词就好像在一块上好的布料中交织缠绕成、一条优美的线条。
We do remember that ours is meant to be a life of Christian joy, full of happiness or radiant.
我们都要记得我们要活出耶稣基督欢喜快乐的生命，满满的快乐以及发光发热的生命。
But what does a Christian original joy?
可是基督徒喜乐的来源是什么呢？
Joy is an important part of our salvation in Christ.
喜乐是我们在基督里得救赎很重要的一部分。
The joy of my salvation and the joy of the Lord is my strength.
救赎的喜乐和上帝的喜乐是我的力量。
It is an inner peace and delight in God the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit.
这指的是在父子圣灵里面的平安和喜乐。
And in the blessing that flows from our relationship with them and with God's word.
是我们与上帝之间的关系以及从上帝话语里面自然而然流露出来的喜乐。
Jesus taught thatThe fullness of joy is inseparable, connected to our remaining in His word, loving others, obeying His commands, in John chapter 15, verse 7, and being separated from the world, John 17, verse 13 to 17.
在约翰福音中说到，上帝教导我们说，完完全全的喜乐是活在他的话语里的。爱人如己，以及遵守他的话语，并且和属世的要分别开来。
What was Paul's basis for Christian joy, and what is ours?
那么对于使徒保罗来说，他的喜乐的基准是什么呢？那我们的喜乐的基准又是什么呢？
It is the fellowship of believers.For Paul said, I thank my God every time I remember you for your fellowship in the gospel.
是与信徒之间的团契。使徒保罗说，每当我想起你，我就为着你而感谢我的神。这是在福音里的团契。
That which brings real joy to the Christian today is not the building in which we worship.The program in which we participate or the good that so and so does.
今天带给我们基督徒的喜乐绝不仅仅是建立在他所敬拜参加的活动中或者是他所成就的美事里。
If there be any real joy in his life, it comes from the fellowship with other believers.
假如在他的里面有真正的喜乐的话，那一定是来自于和其他信徒们一起的团契。
The absence of this fellowship will explain the absence of joy in the lives of countless Christians today.
这种团契的缺失正好解释了如今许多基督徒生命中喜乐的缺失。
If ours is to be a life of Christian joy, it must be a life lived in the fellowship of believers.
假如我们活出的是基督徒生命的喜乐，那么这个生命一定是活在与其他信徒一同的团契里的。
The greetings this fellowship the Apostle Paul sent towards three areas.
这个团契里的问安发给了三个不同的方面。
In Philippians 1:1-2, Apostle Paul sends greetings to the saints which are at Philippi.
在腓立比书1-2中说，保罗向住在腓立比的众圣徒问安。
The first church established in Europe, whose birth is described in Acts chapter 16.
就是在欧洲大陆第一个被建立的教会，它的初始在《使徒行传》16里面有描写。
So what lays behind Philippi church?
那么这个腓立比教会的背后到底存在的是什么呢
？What are the principles upon which any work of Christ depends and is built?
是什么样的准则让这个教会被建立，并且在主里持续的做工呢
？There are three parts.
有三个不同的方面。
The obedience of the servant, the operation of the spirit, and the opposition of society.
服侍者的顺服，圣灵的运行，以及与属事的背道而驰。
Let me share with you the obedience of the servant.
让我来与你分享什么是服侍者的顺服。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 1, the Apostle Paul speaks of the servant of Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书1:1中说到，使徒说到基督徒的仆人和他的顺服。
Paul wanted to go to Bithynia, but God closed the door. The Spirit suffered them not.
保罗本来想去到比推尼，可是上帝关上了门，他说圣耶稣的灵不许。
Then God called Apostle Paul to Macedonia and he went.
保罗之后被上帝呼召去到了马其顿，他去了。
Is there not something to learn from this? I think so.
难道这里面没有什么是需要我们可以学习的吗？我想是有的。
The lesson that stands out intensely in this passage is that the work of God depends on the obedience of His servants.
这个功课深刻地告诉了我们一件事情，那就是上帝的工作是需要他的仆人来顺服他而完成的。
It matters profoundly if you and I are disobedient to the will of God.
假如我们不顺服神的意愿，影响是非常大的。
Here we find that the existing of the church depends on the obedience of one man who has prepared to accept God's direction, forbidding and prepared to obey God's calling.
这边我们看到这个教会的存在是建立于一个人对他的顺服，并且预备好接受神的旨意，服从上帝的呼召。
The whole situation at Philippi turned on The obedience of a servant.
当一个仆人顺服神的时候，整个腓立比的处境发生了巨大的改变。
So the first one is the obedience of a servant. Now we got to go to the operation of the spirit.
第一个方面我们讲到了顺服，服侍者的顺服。现在我们来一起来看看圣灵的工作。
Same in Philippians chapter 1 verse 1.To all the saints in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书1:1中说，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒们。
At the heart of the founding of this church lay the miracle of salvation, the work and operation of the Holy Spirit.
这个教会的建立是依赖救赎的神迹、圣灵的工作和运行的。
The operation of the Holy Spirit.Reaches all kinds of people in all kinds of ways.
圣灵的工作是用不同的方式来接触到不同的人的。
In Acts chapter 16 verse 14 to 34, which tells us of the origin of this church, shows the universe appeal of the Holy Spirit as it tells of the salvation of three persons, Lydia, the slave girl, and the Roman jailer.
使徒行传十六章十四到三十四节中告诉我们，这个教会的初始展露了圣灵的普世性，因为他告诉我们，这个救恩是从三个不同的人而来的，吕底亚，一个使女，以及罗马的狱卒，从这个三个人而来的。
Three kinds of people in all kinds of ways.
三个不同的人用不同的方法。
Lydia was an Asiatic. She is the dealer in purple cloth, was of Paul's culture.
吕底亚是一个亚洲人，她是一个在保罗时代卖紫色布匹的妇人。
The slave girl, a Greek who had a spirit, she legally was not even a person but a tool for her owners by fortune teller.
这个使女是一个被鬼附身的希腊人，她都不能称作为一个人，因为她是被她主人用来施法术的一个工具。
The third kind of person is the jailer, a Roman.Was a middle class.
罗马监狱的狱卒代表第三类人，他指的是中产阶级的这一类人。
Here we know the miracle of salvation, the work and the operation of the Holy Spirit reaches all kinds of people in all kinds of ways.
这样我们就看到救恩的奇妙，圣灵的工作和运行是用不同的方法来触摸到不同的人。
God is love.
神就是爱。
God's love is great and powerfully draw us to Him in an amazing and wondrous ways.
神奇妙又有能力的爱将我们与他拉得更相近。
Lydia and her family were converted quietly, whose heart the Lord opened in verse 14 to 15.
吕底亚和他的家人就默默地接受主，在十四节到十五节中说，主就开导他的心。
The jailer and his family were converted dramatically, and the slave girl was converted wonderfully.
这个狱卒和他的家人接受的转变是非常戏剧化的，可是这个使女的信主过程却是非常奇妙的。
The Holy Spirit sets Christians apart.
圣灵将基督徒分别为圣。
Those touched by the action of the Holy Spirit are called saints.
被圣灵所感动的称之为圣徒。
In verse 1 it says that the word saints means to be set apart for special service to God.
在一章一节中说，圣徒这个词的意思是被特别分别出来为神使用的。
It is used in the Old Testament of the priesthood, the center part of the temple and Israel.
在旧约中指的是祭司，是圣殿和以色列最中心的一个位置。
We are made different by being set apart by the Holy Spirit for the service of Christ.
我们都被圣灵建造成了不同的样子来为神使用。
Praise God.
赞美主。
Now, the third one is the opposition of society.
第三个方面指的是与属世的背道而驰。
The apostles address the Christians which are at Philippi.
使徒称他们为住在腓立比的基督徒。
Christianity is seldom popular when God is really working.
当上帝真正工作起来的时候，反而基督信仰并不太受欢迎而来。
At Philippi, opposition was arose immediately.
在腓立比，反对方很快就兴起了。
Paul and Silas were get caught and were beaten and thrown into prison.
保罗和希拉受了鞭打，并且被下放到监狱里。
There was always drama. Opposition arose when the church is born.
当一个教会出现的时候，总是会有许多的纷争和许多的反对而产生。
One of the sad commentaries of our day is that we expect the Spirit of God to work without cost or pain to us.
在现今社会，让人一个比较感伤的现象是，我们很期待上帝的灵运行在我们的里面，可是我们不想付上任何惨痛的代价。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1 verse 3 to 5.
让我们一同来看一下腓立比书一章三到五节。
It talks about the gratitude this fellowship shows.
他说到了这个团契在腓立比的里面所发出的感恩。
It has three parts as well.
也有三个不同的方面。
The first part is the alive common to the fellowship.
第一个方面是在团契里共同的生命。
A constraining love in the fellowship.
在团契里有约束的爱。
A Lord-centered in the fellowship.
以上帝为中心的团契。
It is a lovely thing when remembrance and gratitude are bound up together.
当我们的感恩和纪念被放在一起的时候，是一件非常美好的事情。
In our personal Christian relationship, it is great to have nothing but happy memories, and that this is how Paul, Apostle Paul, taught of the Christian at Philippi.
在我们个人与基督徒的关系里，只存在有非常快乐和美好的回忆，就好像保罗他想到腓立比的信徒的时候，是非常的美好的。
But what are the strings that bind one Christian to another Christian?
可是是什么让基督徒彼此的生命连接呢？
Let's discuss and let's see. There are three areas.
让我们一同来探讨这个问题，一共有三个不同的方面。
Number one, the life common to the fellowship.
第一个，在团契里共同的生命。
In verse 7, it best translate that you all are partaker with me of grace.
第七节最好可以这样来翻译，你们是与我在恩典中共同的参与者。
Apostle Paul tells us that they have a life common to the fellowship.
因为我们在团契里面有共同的生命。
Christian fellowship is shared by all.
基督徒的团契生活是共同分享的。
In a church, we see the wealthy businesswoman Lydia.
在教会里，我们看到会有很富裕的这个商人吕底亚。
A demon-possessed slave girl.
被鬼附身的使女。
And a middle-class jailer all share the same sweet Christian fellowship.
和中产阶级的狱卒，他们都在一起分享美好的团契。
It's amazing, isn't it?
这是非常奇妙的事吗？
When we all gather together in Jesus' name,
当我们一同聚集，奉主耶稣的名聚集的时候，
we are in fellowship in Jesus' name.
我们在基督里团契。
Christian fellowship is gracious towards all.
基督徒的团契是对所有人亲切和热情的。
Arrogance has no place in the church.
傲慢在教会里是无法立足的。
For me to look down on you is disrespect and violation when we both are together or indwelt by the same Christ.
我把你看低是非常不尊重你的一个行为，这也违反了我们共同居住在同一个基督里的准则。
The second part is a constraining love in the fellowship. Christ's love flows through us to others.
第二个方面是在团契里有约束的爱，基督的爱透过我们而自然而然地流露到他人里。
It's only the Christ's love that touch the others.
是只有基督的爱能够触摸到其他人。
Such love is a dependable love.
这样的爱是可信赖的爱。
Theirs was a fellowship from the first day until now in verse 5.
这个团契是从头一天直到如今，在第五节里说的。
That love had covered a span of 10 years.
这个爱覆盖了完完整整的十年。
This letter was recorded where Apostle Paul recalled them for past 10 years ago.
这一卷书的记录是使徒保罗当他想起腓立比信徒的时候写的。
Church,
教会。
Do people find your love and fellowship dependable?
贵族们，你们是不是觉得你的爱和团契是可以值得其他人信靠的呢？
The third one is the Lord center in the fellowship.
第三个是一个以上帝为中心的团契。
This is the promises in verse 6.
这是一个对我们的承诺，在第六节中说到。
Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Church, our fellowship is built around and upon Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的团契是围绕着基督建立的，并且建立在基督的基准上的。
Apostle Paul reminds us, verse 6 says, that Christ both imparts confidence and makes certain our perseverance.
在第六节中，使徒告诉我们说，基督会给予我们信心，并且坚立我们。
For example,
另外一个例子，
every first week of a month, our fellowship together is taking part the Lord's Supper.
每个月的第一个主日，我们都会聚集在一起来享用圣餐。
Remember, this is a fellowship as a church.
记得这是我们一起作为一个教会一起的一个团契。
It is a remembrance of Christ's death for the believer's redemption from sin and condemnation.
这是让我们记得耶稣基督为了我们的罪和救赎而死。
It is a thanksgiving for the blessings and salvation of God made available by Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
这是为了上帝在十字架上为我们的舍命而换来的救赎和感恩。
It is a recognition and proclamation of the new covenant by which believers reaffirm God or the Lordship of Christ. And our commitment to do His will, to remain loyal, to resist sin, and to identify ourselves with His mission.
这也是我们对基督的一个宣告和一个委身。我们愿意对他说，我们愿意信靠他，我们愿意远离罪恶，我们并且愿意与他的使命相连接。
The Lord's Supper is a fellowship with Christ and a participant of His sacrificial death.As well as a fellowship with the other members in the body of Christ.
圣餐是基督徒的团契，是参与了他舍己的牺牲，也是和基督里其他的肢体一起的一个团契。
At the Lord's Supper, all the above significance are made meaningful only if we come before the Lord in true faith, sincere prayer, and with commitment.To do God's word and will.
在我们领受圣餐的时候，只有当我们以诚实的心、真实的祷告，并委身他的话语和意愿，如此圣餐才变得有意义。
In conclusion,
最后
the basis of Christian joy is the fellowship of believers in Christ.
基督徒喜乐的基底是在基督与信徒的团契和连接。
And your responsibility and mine is to see that this fellowship is supreme or top in our church.
而你和我的责任则是看到上帝的团契是在我们教会所有之上的。
I want to share with you there's a poem about my church.
我想要跟大家分享一个短的诗，这个诗的名字叫《我的教会》。
My church, I want my church to be a place where men can meet God face to face.
我愿我的教会成为这样一个地方，一个人们可以与神面对面的地方。
To meditate upon His grace, that I can think every time we meet.
可以在神的恩典里思想，让我想到每一次我们见面的时候。
A presence comes and it takes seat. I want here doors to stand so wide.
一个能够存在的当下并拥有自己的位置，我愿这里的门一直这样敞开。
No hungry soul who waits outside will think that he has been denied.
以至于没有饥饿的灵魂逗留在门外，会以为自己被拒绝了。
I want my church to be much more than stone and timber, the pews and doors, or carpet laid upon a floor.
我愿我的教会变得更多更广，多过地上的石头、木头、座位和门，或者是在地上的地毯。
But oh, I know that it can be no more.Then is found in me a fellowship with man and thee.
可是我知道这是可以实现的，可不能单单是在我里面实现，是在人和神之间的一个连接和团契里实现。
It's written by Jesse Marley Franklin.
是 Jesse Marley Franklin 写的这样一首诗歌。
Church, I encourage you.Continue to have fellowship with one another in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我鼓励你们在基督里面和更多的人信徒一同来团契。
Fellowship is important.
团契是非常重要的。
May God help us and sustain us.
愿上帝来帮助我们，并且建立我们。
Keep calling each other.
让我们彼此联络。
And have fellowship with one another.
让我们在彼此里面有一个很好的团契。
That's the way we grow and share as a church.
这就是我们一同成长，一同来分享的一个途径。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Father God.
天父上帝。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你爱我们。
Sending your Son Jesus Christ to be the Savior of the world.
并将你的独生子耶稣赐给我们为救主。
Whoever believes in Jesus has the joy of salvation.
让我们在信主的人都能够得到那救恩的喜乐。
Help us to demonstrate joy in our fellowship with those around us.
帮助我们在彼此的团契中能够得着喜乐。
We claim your promises, O Lord.
我们紧握着你的应许，上帝。
Being confident of your word,
对你的话语有充满信心。
That God who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ.
那在我们身上动了善功的，并成全这功，直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
O Lord,
天父上帝
，Bless our fellowship dearly and lovingly.
让我们的团契能够彼此相爱。
With each other in Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
让我们在你里面彼此相爱，在主耶稣基督的名，我求。
All the people say.
让我们所有人都一起来说。
Amen.
Amen.